Your body hears everything your mind says. Naomi Judd.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello, and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. I'm super excited to be doing a little bit of time travel with you here today. Sometimes on the show, I'll interview these guests that you hear from, and they're all so wonderful and so wise, and I always walk away learning so much. And oftentimes after the interview, I'll have the opportunity to go in and explore a little bit further. And in this case, my guest today, Deanna Hansen, who is one of the leading world experts on the topic of myofascial work. She has over 50,000 hours logged in studying and working on this really cutting edge, fascinating system of the body. And if you don't know what myofascial is, don't worry. You're going to find that out really soon in this interview. But she was gracious enough to grant me access to her program that you'll learn about more in the interview. And since we wrapped up this interview, I've been doing that program now for about a week. And I just have to preempt this interview and give my 1,000% enthusiastic praise for the work that she's doing. Just holy cow. It is some powerful, powerful stuff. If you're having any sort of body pain, breathing issues, for me, it's helped with my hip, my shoulder pain, and my allergies. It's literally making my lungs stronger and cleaner. And I've just never really experienced something so quickly game-changing, and especially using it in combination with the essential oils that she'll mention in the episode as well. Just holy cow. So I will leave it at that, but I just wanted to share that experience with you as we go into this interview with Deanna Hansen. I think that it's one you are going to really, really enjoy. Before we get to that interview, though, of course, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This is the segment of our show where we read a recipe that's been submitted by one of you, our amazing listeners. And today's recipe comes from Kindred Kimber, who's on Instagram at Kindred Kimber. Her recipe is called Winter Skin Scrub. To make the winter skin scrub, you'll need 1 cup of finely ground oats, 1 cup Epsom salt, Himalayan salt, or sugar if you have sensitive skin, 1 tablespoon of raw manuka honey, 10 drops lavender, 10 drops frankincense, and 10 drops cedarwood essential oil. Combine all above and then slowly add any carrier oil of your choice to get to a texture of your preference. Use this to scrub as a gentle exfoliation and nourishing skin moisturizer. Thank you so much for your recipe. Again, you can find Kindred Kimber on Instagram at Kindred Kimber. And if you have a recipe you'd like to submit to our DIY dugout, email it to us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with Deanna Hansen, who is a best-selling author and pioneer in the field of fascia decompression for physical and emotional transformation. With more than 20 years of hands-on clinical experience, Deanna created Block Therapy, a unique at-home fascia release protocol to relieve chronic pain and dis-ease, encourage healthy detoxification, and reverse the aging process. Her website, blocktherapy.com, is the number one resource for leading-edge fascia decompression methodology and education. Deanna, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Samantha. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited to be having this discussion with you.
Me too. We're talking today all about fascia or fascia. I feel like I always mispronounce that name. So why don't you tell us, how do you pronounce fascia, and what exactly is it that you work with? Because I think not a lot of people are familiar with what that means.
So I personally call it fascia. I've heard both, though. I'm Canadian, and that might be why. So the fascia system in the body, it's really gaining a lot of attention over the last number of years. I went to the world's first fascia conference in 2007 that was held at Harvard, and I was really excited to go there because I had a lot of information to share. And in all of the advertisements that they were sending out, they said that we might only even really understand about 4% of this system. Since then, I believe there's been a ton of research done and there's a lot more awareness. But essentially, the fascia system is the connector of every single cell in the body. So there's trillions of cells that make up our human being. And every single cell is connected through the fascia. So fascia is almost like the skin of every cell connecting to every other cell. It becomes the communication system between the cells. It also provides both stability and mobility in the body. And from my perspective, the most important goal of the fascia is to keep it properly aligned, because if we do that, then we're going to ensure that all of the cells are situated exactly where they're supposed to be in the body, providing optimal space. And from the perspective of wanting to make sure that the cells can receive proper nutrients or medicines, it's the space that we want to ensure for the cell, as well as cells just like cars, for example, have exhaust from byproducts of functioning, also toxins that we've absorbed. So we want there to be space so that cells can be properly fed and clean lifelong so that the body can function with ease. And that would be the goal of having a perfectly aligned fascia system.
Okay. And let me make sure I'm understanding this correctly, because I think I've had a misperception in my mind of what fascia is, which I kind of had this perception of it being a very close to the surface of your body, almost like the layer between your skin and your muscles. I don't know what gave me that perception, but now that I'm listening to you, it seems like it's way more than that. It's much more everywhere in the body, internally, externally, from core to outer edge. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Every single tissue in the body, whether we're talking bone, nerve fibers, blood vessels, skin, fat, muscles, all of it is innervated by fascia. Every cell, I actually see it's the surface membrane of every cell interconnected to every other cell in the body through this system.
Wow. So if you were to make a second grader diagram, a chart, you know, visual of the fascia system, you know, we're used to seeing those growing up, like this is the skeletal system, this is the blood system, the nervous system. Would it just be like a solid color in the shape of the entire human body?
That's an interesting way to put it. I kind of see it like if you've ever seen honeycomb, the honeycomb is the container for the honey. And that's sort of what it's like. It's we are this matrix. And again, yes, the fascia would be the same color if you're looking at it from that perspective all throughout the body. In fact, it was really fascinating. I learned a long time ago about fascia, long before Gil Hedley. Gil Hedley is an anatomist who uses cadavers to really dive in and understand the fascia system. So in about 2007, I think it was then that I saw his video called The Fuzz Speech. And he was sharing how adhesions and scar tissue affect the body and how these adhesions are literally riddled throughout the layers of fascia. So about a year ago, I actually had him on my podcast for an interview, and we were discussing how much he has learned since back at that time in 2007. So he started saying, like, as you continue to pull the layers away, it just becomes this infinite matrix. And he said, and so he's actually named this other layer the perifascia. And as we were having the discussion, I said, that's the tissue that block therapy addresses, or that we're addressing with fascia decompression when we're diving in through the layers. So it's fascinating to see this evolution of understanding of this tissue that not that long ago, surgeons were simply cutting out and throwing aside, not recognizing the value of this tissue in our body and how it literally impacts every single function that we have.
And talk to me more about adhesions. I'm vaguely familiar with that term from my twin sister, Michelle. She struggles with endometriosis, and some of the research that she's done has taught her about the fascia and the adhesions that get created for women who are struggling with that kind of condition or similar ones. But I never quite understood the difference between adhesions and scars or scar tissue. Could you dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, that's a great question, Samantha. So when we are perfectly aligned, again, we have optimal space. Now, that is not nobody's reality. We are under this constant influence of gravity, pulling us down toward the earth. We're also dominant on one side of the body. So as we age, we literally spiral down in a forward rotational direction, one side or the other, often depending on what side we're dominant on. So again, the fascia system is here to create stability and mobility and to keep us upright. So if you look at the average right-handed person, I'm right-handed, I think about 70% of the population are, the majority of the right-handed people are going to shift their weight over to the left side to keep that dominant side free for action. But as soon as we start shifting our alignment, right away we start pulling our body from center. And if we allowed that to continue, eventually we would tip over. So the fascia, in its wonderful design, it will grip and adhere to anything in its way, basically, to create stability, and will grip all the way to bone. It's these grips that are ultimately the adhesions, almost like a spider spinning a web. When you see that spider spinning a web to grab onto something, that's kind of like what the fascia is doing. And those are the adhesions to create that stability. Now, if this becomes our posture long term, it keeps gaining momentum. So we keep getting denser and tighter and denser and tighter. Adhesions act like scar tissue. So scar tissue is created from injury or surgery where there's an actual tear in tissue. And then the body's response is to create scar tissue to repair that. So they're basically the same. They are basically collagen instead of collagen and elastin. So it's the combination of the collagen and elastin that creates that mobility and stability. When the tissue is lacking the elastin, it's essentially scar tissue and it doesn't have that fluidity. It doesn't have any life in it. So it becomes this stabilizer, but at the expense of mobility. And it also blocks blood and oxygen flow to any cells on the other side. So when we're talking about something like endometriosis, the body is designed every month to rid itself of the tissue through our monthly cycle. If we aren't properly aligned and we have displaced hip joints, now the pelvis isn't going to be properly aligned, and then gravity isn't going to allow the tissue to freely leave the body every month. So then we have a buildup of excess tissue month after month after month, which essentially becomes what endometriosis is. So we have all this old tissue that shouldn't essentially be there anymore because it wasn't released. So that's because, again, of the lack of proper postural foundation in the body. The cells aren't correctly aligned. There's adhesions everywhere blocking flow of food to the cells, as well as removal of waste away. And that gets built up in the body. And then conditions such as endometriosis can result.
Mm-hmm. So let's bring this back down to something tangible for the average everyday listener. I imagine that the fascia work that you do and the techniques that you teach can help with something that a lot of people struggle with, which is just pain, you know, anywhere throughout the body. Can you talk about the connection between pain and the fascia system and some of the techniques that you're teaching for people to be able to work on that at home?
Absolutely. So pain is really the baby crying. It's your cell giving you information that it needs attention. And a lot of us experience pain more so in the back of the body. So one of the most important things to understand with the fascia is it interconnects every single cell in the body. And there's cause sites and pain sites. And the goal is that we have optimal flow. And what we need for optimal flow is a certain tissue temperature. So as our tissue starts becoming colder, more in the extremities, then it also develops more adhesion because there's not that blood flow reaching those cells. And then the cells start to become impacted by that. And then those cells will grip and adhere to bone again to create that stability. So for example, if we're talking about low back pain, which is really common for people, if I look at a body with somebody with low back pain, the first thing I'm going to observe is their foundation. I'm going to take a look at the alignment of their calves and their feet, because people essentially are not balanced in their body. We're like a building. And in order to support our trillions of cells in correct alignment, we need to be in correct posture. But again, most people aren't really conscious of posture and breathing. So we start to fall into the body because, again, we're dominant on one side. And then we start to migrate away from that balance. And as the fascia system is responding to these forces, it's creating those adhesions, those grips onto the bone to create that stability. And the calves and the feet and the forearms and the hands actually are the most frozen tissue in the body because they're the furthest away from the engine, which is the diaphragm muscle, which is right in the center, the core of the body. And this actually ties in a little bit about the breath that we should talk about here, because breathing diaphragmatically is such a key piece for keeping the fascia system healthy, because when we breathe through that muscle, we are keeping our system heated. It's like turning on the body's internal furnace. The challenge is, though, that pain, fear, and stress cause us to reactively hold the breath. So we're still going to be breathing because we're designed to survive, but the secondary muscles start kicking in, the muscles of the upper chest. But these aren't actually the muscles designed to keep the body heated in its entirety and to make sure that all of the cells in the body are fed with proper amounts of oxygen. So we become really depleted in oxygen. And just like a balloon, if it's fully blown up, the balloon almost defies gravity. It's round, it glows. As soon as you start taking the air out of the balloon, then it becomes wrinkled, it becomes denser and heavier, and it doesn't have that same ability to stay elevated. So this is what's happening over time as we're not conscious breathers. We're becoming depleted in oxygen, so the body's becoming heavy. So when we combine that with unconscious posture, where we start to fall into one side of the body because we're overusing that side and underusing the other side, then these imbalances occur and the fascia grips and becomes frozen essentially to bone. So that holding pattern is what's going to create pain in other areas. Imagine if you were walking around holding onto a 10-pound weight in one hand for a month. Your whole body would have to adapt to that incredible anchor that you're hanging on to. That's kind of like what the fascia does. And then over time, we have these areas typically equal and opposite to where that pressure is that become responsive to that. And that's where pain is, because we compress on one side and then we balloon on the other side. So because we age in that forward rotational direction, the muscles in the back of the body are under immense tension, trying to hold the body up from tipping over, and they become exhausted. But to work the area that is painful isn't actually going to get to the cause. So fascia decompression is really about looking at the body as a whole, identifying where the cause sites are, creating a release of that tissue from the bone, working that breath to strongly make sure that we're getting blood and oxygen flow to those spaces, and then teaching proper postural foundations so that we can truly support ourselves in correct alignment.
Not just keep repeating those same postural mistakes, if you want to call them, so that pain just kind of keeps coming back and coming back.
Exactly. Yes.
So can you talk about essential oils in the work that you do? And we'll get to the wood blocks, which I'm fascinated by. That's really the staple of what you teach. But let's dive into essential oils for a little while and how they can relate to this issue.
Oh, I love working with essential oils. And some of my favorites are the forest type scents, the balsams, the fir, the eucalyptus. I love all of those to support improved blood flow. I have clove oil in my purse all the time. I love it for pain, for tissue repair, peppermint oil all the time. I mean, essential oils are such a gift. And what I love doing with them is putting them on an area of my body and then doing my work, because those adhesions are going to even block the ability for that beautiful medicine to be able to get into the cell. And that's the thing about the adhesions. Those adhesions will be like a barricade to flow. So no matter what we're doing, if we're eating a wonderful organic diet, using incredible essential oils that are going to go in and start to heal and repair cells, if they can't reach that site, then they aren't going to be as effective. So combining the two is such a wonderful way to use them and to address whatever issues are in the body. I have a lovely liver rescue that I'll put on my liver before I block that area. And you can just feel the amazing heat and cleaning that's happening in that space through that combination.
Mm. Now, explain what you mean by block that area.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Funny. Yeah, I know what you do, but I know the listeners are like, "What does she mean? Block that area."
Block that area. So, block therapy is the name of the work that I do. So, fascia decompression is essentially the science behind it, where we compress over time. My work is all about decompressing fascia to put the space back into the tissue that time has taken away. And I wanted to teach people how to do this for themselves. So block therapy became the modality that I put together so that people can create that decompression in a really simple way in their own body from the comfort of their own home. So whenever we refer to blocking, that's what we mean. We're actually literally lying over a piece of bamboo or wood so that we can effectively create heat and pressure in the area, melt through those adhesions. And that's what I'm referring to when I say blocking.
Now, talk to me about the science behind that. Why does that sort of pressure work? What's happening below the surface there?
So there's three pillars to block therapy. So the first pillar, as I mentioned, is creating the space. So what we lose as we age is internal space. We become shorter and wider basically as we get older. So it's that compression again that's going to create those adhesions that are going to block oxygen and blood flow to cells and create pain, aging, and disease. So when we are actually doing block therapy, we are in a position and we spend a minimum of 3 minutes in that position because pressure over time creates heat. So wherever there's a blockage, there's going to be tissue that's colder than it should be because tissue that becomes frozen lacks flow. I live in Winnipeg in Canada, and right now we're still in winter. And imagine having to go and start a car when it's minus 30. You can't just start it and go. We have to heat it up because it's cold. So the less flow we have in the body, the colder we are. And ultimately what we want is flow, because as long as cells are properly fed and clean, they're happy and doing their job. So
called heat blocks, the things that you put in cars in Canada where it's so cold?
Block heaters.
Block heaters. Is that a coincidence or what?
That's a total coincidence, yes. That's funny. So pressure over time creates heat. So we stay in positions and we work head to toe, but we stay in a position for a minimum of 3 minutes. And that creates an external heating. The second pillar is inflating that space through teaching proper diaphragmatic breathing. And again, it's like turning on the body's furnace. I live in a 30-story building, and if it's minus 30 outside and I only have a space heater, my two rooms in my apartment, only one room will be heated with a space heater. Compared to if we turn the building's furnace on, then the entire building becomes heated. And when we're breathing through the muscles of the upper chest, it's like having a space heater in the body. We can feed the body up to 6 times the oxygen when we breathe with the diaphragm. It's so incredibly powerful. And the reason is because at the base of the lungs is where the majority of the oxygen receptor sites reside. They're called alveoli. If we're breathing through the muscles of the upper chest, we're not pulling the air deeply enough into the lungs to reach this bed of abundance. And it's all about absorption. We want to absorb the oxygen into the body because the cells, first and foremost, require oxygen to thrive. The ATP in the cell, which is like the cell's battery, it's turned on by oxygen. So if we're limited in our body with oxygen, then our cells essentially start to shut down. They don't have that energy to do their job. So when we're blocking, we are in position for 3 minutes and we instruct you on proper diaphragmatic breathing. And it's almost like we're getting this internal external heating combination that make it really effective in the areas that we're working on to melt through those adhesions that have been created in the fascia. And with our program, we always start in the core and the rib cage, because the most important thing we want to do is access that diaphragm muscle. It's the foundation of the rib cage. And when we're not conscious breathers, that muscle becomes weak. So literally all of the weight of the rib cage, the head and everything in the shoulders, the arms and hands, all of that weight creates compression. And we basically collapse into the core, and then the belly gets bigger. So as we get older, people often feel it's more challenging to maintain a healthy size and shape. They'll often get that spare tire, thinking that now they have accumulated more fat. It's not really fat, though. It's ballooning from the compression of the rib cage into the core because the tissue is getting displaced and it has to go somewhere. So it's going to go outward. And on top of that, the more we collapse into the core, the less we're able to use this diaphragm muscle effectively, forcing us to breathe through the muscles of the upper chest, becoming even colder, having that muscle become even weaker. And then we get caught into this descent downward as gravity keeps pulling us down and our body continues to become weaker from a lack of its fuel, oxygen. And then the third pillar is maintaining space. So once we've released those adhesions, we've pumped blood and oxygen into that newly created space, now we want to own it. We don't want to just fall back into those negative alignments that created all of these issues in the first place. So the third part of this process is teaching people proper postural foundation, how to maintain correct alignment so that we don't have to continue to undo what unconscious living has done.
Because we're all born babies breathing. We are diaphragmatic breathers from birth. Why does that go away over time? And do you find it difficult for people to relearn that diaphragmatic breathing? Do you ever use essential oils to help in that specific part of this technique and process?
Oh, that's a great question, Samantha. And one of the things that I'm really seeing today is that babies actually aren't breathing that way anymore. I teach, one of the things I'm teaching is to share how you can decompress the rib cage of the baby to start activating that proper breath again, because we're in such a different time. I'm 53 years old. So in my day growing up, computers weren't in schools. I mean, I was a late bloomer with computers to begin with, but when we grow up in front of technology, our alignment is forward and down. Our head is down. We're collapsing as we're sitting. Just even the way that we live today, we're not outside hanging from trees as kids as much as we are and just able to roam freely. Everything is so much more structured. We're either playing a sport, which in itself creates a ton of asymmetry in the body because most sports are using a stick or a bat or, I mean, I was a provincial volleyball player and I was always rotating one direction to another. And again, these things really create a lot of asymmetries as we grow up. But technology, I feel, is probably one of the biggest components now because people are literally collapsed and they're gaming. So this posture that they've adopted as they grow is really affecting the space inside the body. So the 30-year-old today who grew up in front of technology, who's having the babies, is coming from a more collapsed space. And that will be dramatically affecting how the baby can grow. And the child will be naturally adopting the mother's breath. So if the mother is more stressed, which we know is happening today, now the baby is coming out more stressed. And I'm seeing this in the way that they breathe. So that is a huge concern. And this is one of the reasons I'm so passionate about sharing this, because there is a way to undo that. There's a way that we can bring that health and that breath back. And once you dive into this work, it really is simple to do. Once you get that initial sensation of release of the fascia, you feel lighter because your breath, it wants to work. We were born to breathe from the diaphragm. So to be able to undo that pressure and tension and immediately feel the result, people feel it from our very first class. And that's one of the things that I just love about this. It's an immediate shift in how you feel. It's almost like you've let go of those 10-pound weights that you've been hanging on to that have been dragging you down. And now your body feels immediately lighter. And again, just I love using essential oils because the scents, the cleanness, like again, like I'm really drawn to those forest scents, those balsams and firs and eucalyptus. And for me, it just combined with the releasing of the fascia and being able to breathe this beautiful, cooling, healing scent into my body as I'm doing it, it is such a blessing. And it really just provides so much energy. That combination of that beautiful medicine with the influx of oxygen, your cells just take it in and it's lovely. And we do have something to share for everybody so that they can actually try that at the end.
Well, great. We'll share that at the end. And we'll move on to our closing questions pretty soon. But are there any last words of advice or insights into fascia work that you would like our listeners to take home?
I think one of the most important things to know is that we can change really quickly. The body is designed to work the way it's meant to. And when we give the body the impetus to move into that proper alignment, to connect to that incredible breath, to start to feed the body 6 times the oxygen, it's pretty amazing how quickly we can turn the situation that we're currently in around and become so much healthier for it. And simply starting, it really is just all you have to do. And then once you begin and you start to really understand how to breathe, it changes not just your physical body, but it changes your emotional life. It changes the way that you perceive life. And it even changes how your brain functions. In fact, it was Eckhart Tolle in The Power of Now where he was talking about when we breathe diaphragmatically, it actually changes the brain pattern from one of stress to one of being in a relaxed state. It connects you to the parasympathetic nervous system. So, and again, when we're combining that with essential oils that calm the system down, it's amazing how effective the combination of that is, because we're providing, again, it's like 1 + 1 = way more than 2. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lovely combination. So just start, whatever it is, just start, because the body wants to be healthy. It wants to be right. The cells want to be aligned. We just need to provide a little bit of energy, a little bit of understanding, and we can create some really significant changes very quickly.
Yeah. And just to clarify, we've been talking about posture. We've been talking about pain, but everything you've said to me makes me think that what you offer, what you do, this technique, this practice is really for everyone, because it also has somewhat of a kind of anti-aging component, right? This isn't just something for people who are in pain or dealing with a specific postural or problem in their body. This is really one of those practices that can benefit everyone, just bring more vitality into the body.
Yeah, absolutely. And does it ever, because compression creates adhesion, which blocks blood and oxygen flow to cells, and cells not getting the full amount of nutrients and that are toxic because the area is congested, those cells are going to go through a very different aging process than if we have cells that are properly fed and clean all the time. And we can really counter the effect of aging through accessing proper diaphragmatic breathing, but even more exciting, we can reverse time in the body through releasing those adhesions and pumping flow back into cells previously blocked. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So gravity is this compressive force pulling us down. The full conscious exhalation is actually the counterforce to gravity. So really understanding the significance and the value of making that a functional muscle in the body as opposed to an unconscious act. And the diaphragm, I mean, again, we're built to survive. We are designed to thrive though, but we need to connect to that conscious diaphragmatic breath in order to thrive. And it really isn't a challenging thing to do. It just takes a little bit of understanding and again, of application. And then the body naturally kicks back in because that's how we were built to breathe.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Deanna, this has been fantastic. I'm so excited about the work that you do, and I can't wait to give this a try. You've been so kind. You've sent a pair of your blocks to my entire team, and you're giving us access to your program, which I'm just so grateful for. So I can't wait to just literally melt into this technique and give it a try. So thank you. Before you go, we always like to ask a couple closing questions to our guests. So I'm curious, maybe apart from your block therapy that I imagine you do just about every day, are there any other self-care practices you try to do every day to stay healthy?
That is a great question. Again, the breath is the key. I also practice kindness in my mind. I think we're all very good at beating ourselves up. So I really take those moments in the day to stop and to reflect on, how have I been with myself chatter today? Have I been beating myself up? Have I been kind to myself? And, you know, sometimes I catch myself caught in these negative conversations, and then I will stop and I will go into that nice quiet space and I will do a little bit of a reset for my mind, which I just have to say, that's where, again, those essential oils are so beautiful, because it's one thing to just start changing how you're thinking, but when you have something that can just like flood your senses and make you feel so clean and so beautiful, it's a lot easier to really make those changes inside of yourself. So the combination is lovely. I'll use, you know, for the detox, I'll use the essential oils every day for lymphatic drainage. I totally think that they've made my neck look so much younger. The way that I massage them in, I just love it. And I walk.
Is that those woodsy oils that you massage into your neck?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. They're just my favorite. I'm not drawn so much to the flowery scents, the lavenders. I have a little bit of an allergy to that, but the clean scents, the eucalyptus, I'll throw them in my bath. I take baths every day as well. And I'll throw the essential oils in the bath. Just, again, it's just the most beautiful way for self-care. So that's pretty much all I do, though, besides working.
Yeah. Simple but effective. I love it.
Yes.
Well, finally, Deanna, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Unconscious breathing. And really simply, if you're lying on your back, place your hand on your belly, and the movement for the breath should come from there. For most people, the movement is going to be coming from the muscles of the upper chest. So when we inhale, we want to think pregnant belly. When we exhale, we want to make the belly small. So when you're lying on your back, you can just feel the movement of the breath coming in and out through that right space. And that is, again, in my opinion, the most important thing we can do. Ditch the habits of unconscious breathing for diaphragmatic breathing.
Great. Well, what's the best way for people to get started with block therapy and to connect with you?
They can find me through my website, blocktherapy.com, but we also have a free gift for everybody, because it's really easy to get started. And as much as we use the tools, the blocks for the practice, we can also just begin using a rolled up towel. So we have a free gift that we're offering anybody that would like, and you'll receive 9 videos. Using a rolled up towel, you will begin right away to be able to access proper diaphragmatic breathing, to be able to release those adhesions that are holding your rib cage out of alignment, as well as work through the legs and the arms so that you can really improve the flow to the limbs. And we also teach you some postural foundations with this. So in this very simple to follow 9-day program, you can get started right away and get a real feel for what fascia decompression is all about.
Oh, it's so generous of you. Thank you so much, Deanna. We'll be sure to put a link to that offer just below in the show notes. So wherever you're listening, just scroll down, click on that show more or show notes button. Or if you can't find it, just go to our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. Search for this episode, put in Deanna's name, and you should be able to find it, no problem. So thank you so much, Deanna. This has been lovely. I can't wait to give it a try. I want to hear any listeners out there who get into block therapy. Send us an email. Let us know your experience with it, and we'll be sure to share that with everyone that it can help. So thank you again for spending your time with us here today on the Essential Oil Revolution. We so appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Samantha. It's been an absolute pleasure.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll put links below in the show notes or on our website for everything you heard in today's episode. You can find those resources and so much more on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself. well. You are worth it.